Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton. Welcome to our new time. We're now starting at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Please feel free to log on to Facebook, FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors, to post your prayer request and have us pray for you. This is our hour where we pray as intercessors for you. We pray for personal situations as well as social situations, national situations, international situations as well. Thank you for joining in. If you're listening to this at a later time, thank you so much. Again, these prayers will apply to you as well, as we will pray corporately for the masses as well and the body of Christ as well. Amen. So let's go ahead and get started, and I will go ahead and enter us into prayer. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today. Father, we thank you for all that you've done, Father. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Father. Many people, Father, intended to wake up, made plans today, Father, but, Father, the breath of life, Father, was not extended to them another day, Father. So we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for giving us this day, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, Father, that we have the activity of our limbs, Father. Father, that we are in our right minds, O Heavenly Father. Father, a mind, Father, to give you praise, Father, to honor you, Father, to give you glory. And we thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we uplift, Father, we thank you, Father, for waking our children up, O Heavenly Father. Father, that we did not get called of any disasters or calamities, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. Father, we want to give you praise, Father, Earl, the beginning of this day, O Heavenly Father. Father, we want to start our day off, Father, by entering into your courts, Father, with thanksgiving, Father. We want to just give you praise, O Heavenly Father. We just want to magnify your name, O Heavenly Father. Father, we love you, O Heaven. We love you, Heavenly Father. And, Father, we want to take this time to magnify your name and give you your glory, O Heavenly Father, as your word tells us, Father. Let everything with breath, Father, give you praise. So, Father, we praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. We thank you for the victory, Father. We thank you for victory, Father. We thank you for victory, Father. Holy Ghost, we ask that you have your way. Lead us as we pray over issues. We pray for, Father, we pray for your precious sheep. We pray for those, Father, that are not in the sheepfold, Father, that they will come into the sheepfold today, O Heaven. So, Father, we thank you and magnify your name, Father. We give you praise. We honor you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father, we pray over the technology, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that we will not have any technical issues. Father, we bind up any movement of the enemy. Father, we bind up and cancel every assignment of the enemy, Father, this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command our morning. We give our morning instructions, Father. Father, to let the favor, Father, that you placed on us, Father, manifest itself and burst through in the mighty name of Jesus. Favor, we speak to you right now. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Bring everything that is attached to you and it is to be manifested in our lives today. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this day be set apart and different than any other day because, favor, you have gone out before us as a shield, and you have surrounded us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So the favor of God, the favor of Yahweh, is to burst through our morning and through the rest of the day. You are commanded to do so right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, and praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Your Son, Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, FMFC's Blog Talk Radio, Commanding Your Morning. Again, this is my name is Pastor Melvin Avante, and this is our new start time starting at 6 a.m. We are sitting in the position of intercessors. So, again, that we can pray for issues that you might be dealing with in life. We will take your concerns to the throne of grace. Amen. This morning I have just an anointed young lady, a friend, a sister in Christ, a true prayer warrior. She also operates in the gift of the prophetic. So you may even get a prophetic word, amen. Angela, are you there? Sister Angela, are you there?
Yes, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to hand the mic over to you and allow you to speak and or pray as the Lord leads you. So I hand control over to you, amen.
Amen. Father God, we just love you on this morning. God, we love you on this morning. God, we magnify you and we glorify you. God, we thank you for every prayer, every word that has gone forth thus far from Pastor Melavante. God, we glorify you and we magnify you on this morning. God, you are awesome. You are, hallelujah, you are powerful. You are mighty, you are sovereign, and you are righteous. God, we thank you for being who you are. We thank you for being who you are, God. We thank you for being God of more than enough. We thank you, El Shaddai, on today. We thank you, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for being great, God. We lift you up high because your word says when you are high and lifted up, all men are drawn, it will say, all men are drawn unto you. So, God, we just lift you up this morning. We lift you up, God. We thank you for this time to meet you, God. We thank you of this time of intercession, Father God, because your word says that my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, that I would hear them from heaven, Father God. So thank you, God, for giving us this time to hear, come together to pray unto you, God. To humble ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask, Father God, if there is anything in us that has not been called by day, I say, like you, God. We ask at this second that you will search our hearts. Holy Spirit, bring back to our radio, say, our remembrance, anything that did not line up with you, that there would be no interruption in what you want to do on today. We ask that you would seek and search our hearts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, if there's anything that's not like you, we turn from it and we repent right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you this morning. We thank you for victory. We thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing even now. We thank you, Father God, for the angels that we're dispatching at this second, Father God, to go here and fro to minister to your people that are on the line that are called by day, I say. And coming on the line. Father God, we thank you for how your angels have been dispatched for their loved ones in the name of Jesus, for their aunties and their cousins and their children. God, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that they will be encamped around them in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood barrier of Jesus Christ on everything that's attached to those that are attached to this ministry and those that are coming on the line in the name of Jesus. God, we are asking that you would continue to release your provision. God, we thank you for more than enough. We thank you for resource. We thank you for increase. We do thank you for the favor that you've already released in this season. God, we're asking in a mighty way that you would help those that feel like they cannot press in the name of Jesus, for that they cannot press. God, we're asking on today that you would help them to press Father God, because you said that there is more than enough, Father God, but you do give us instruction. So, God, we're asking that you would help those that are feeling weary on today. You, Father God, your word says that you, Father God, are more than enough for them. You said that the race is not given to the swift, but to those who endure. So, Father God, I say on today, those that feel that they cannot press, give them strength on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to endure to the end. Because, Father God, you give grace, Father God, to those that humble themselves before you. God, we're asking right now that you would help them. Help them with the press. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence even now. We lean into you. We lean into you, we lean into your Holy Spirit. Have your way. Continue to word our mouth all throughout this day in the mighty name of Jesus. For those that are pressing, God, we pray that on their lips there will be the confession that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That on their lips, Father God, that they will continue to say that my God will supply all of my needs in accordance to his riches and glory. That they will feel your presence, Holy Spirit, helping them to say all that is in your word, helping them to believe, helping them to believe until the end, helping them to press in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We say, we thank you. We thank you, Messiah. We thank you. 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 We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're our helper. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping us on today. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for giving us exactly what we need to say and how to say it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, on today. Thank you. That in that moment when we would think one thing, that you, Holy Spirit, will align us back up with your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, your words, and let the mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. For all around it, on this day, when our thoughts were trying to take us to the left, Holy Spirit, thank you that your power is there to put us back in alignment with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, all throughout this day, for all those that are calling in, all those that have not called in, when our emotions want to get us off to the left. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present to get us in alignment with you, because your word says that out of the mouth, the heart speaks. So help our hearts to be aligned up with you, Holy Spirit. And you say that we have what we confess. So help us to confess what you are saying in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to profess what you are saying. You said that on earth as it already is in heaven. So what we speak, hallelujah, must line up with heaven in the name of Jesus. On today, we thank you for downloads. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for revelation. We thank you for answers to the questions. Thank you for answers to the questions on today. Thank you for the answers, God. We thank you. Those that have been seeking you, Father God, we thank you for the answer. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We thank you that you're going to tell them exactly what to do and how to do it. We pray on today that our minds will be sealed, that our bodies will be sealed, that we'll be able to receive what you have for us, God. I thank you. Thank you that this that time of daily bread, that we'll receive answers, Father God, that we'll receive answers to our questions. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And, God, we thank you for wisdom that's available. Thank you, God, because some of us have our answers. We just have to flow of wisdom. Hallelujah. We got to flow of wisdom. We have to flow of wisdom. So, Father God, thank you for some of us that have our answers, that we would flow with wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. We would do what we know to do. Roche Korababa say in the name of Jesus. We would do what the word say. We go right in it, say, because that's wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We will look for a different answer if we have the wisdom. We'll flow in it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we will on today continue to ask and to seek and to knock. Because you said those that ask, they shall receive. Those that seek, they shall find. Those that knock, the door will be answered. Thank you, God. You'll open that door. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the press, God. Thank you for the press. Thank you for the press. Thank you for the answers, God. Thank you that we can ask and we can seek and we can knock in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we just, as we're here, we're lifting up, Father God, you said things nationally, internationally, personally, Father God, and corporately. So because you said in your word, God, that we should pray for those that have authority over us, that are leaders over us, Father God. We just lift up Rade Koramande, right ne Korababade Koramande. This is the administration of this country right now, E Koramanda. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up, hallelujah, President Trump, in the name of Jesus. We lift them up before you, God. You see, the king's hand is in your heart, and you turn it whichever way that you please. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you would touch his heart, that you would deal with his heart and the issues that deal in his heart, that, Father God, he would rule in a just way. Put around the righteous man. Put Mordecai in his presence. That would give him wise counsel. Because you said when there are righteous people in leadership, that everybody rejoices. So God, we're asking that righteous people be in his midst, Father God, that he might get the right answers, Father God. He will get answers that line up with heaven. Oh, God, the people surrounding him. Give them downloads. Rabba de Koramande. Give them strategies in the mighty name of Jesus. Show them how to deal with these issues, Father God, as it pertains to health care, as it pertains, Father God, to the wars, as it pertains to everything connected to this country, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is not a light thing for you. It's a light thing for you. So, God, we're just asking that you would deal with their hearts. God, thank you. Deal with their hearts, God. Deal with their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would enter the sleep of Donald Trump. We've seen the power of one dream. We've seen the power of one dream. We've seen how you could enter the dream of a heathen and turn a whole thing around. So, Father God, we're asking that you are surrounded with individuals that have your heart, that line up with your word, that would do things, Father God, in the land that would bring forth justice, because you are a just God. 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 So we're asking, God, that you would move by your mighty Holy Ghost power. And, Father God, move on those that are around Trump and move on Trump himself, Father God, because you desire justice. You said, who would cry out for this land? You look for a man that would stand in the gap. Who would cry out for these people? We're crying out this morning. We're crying out this morning for America. We're crying out this morning for for leadership, Father God. You have found one. You have found two. You have found many that will come in one spirit. That will come in unity, that will come in oneness, believing you, Father God, because you said in your word that nothing would be stopped from them because they have one mind and one purpose. So we come with one mind and one purpose, and that's to pray what heaven is praying, pray what heaven is saying on today in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, we come saying and praying, Father God, that you are the God of the United States. You are the God of the universe. Yes. You are the God of every country. You are God. You are God. You are God.
Yes, Lord.
You sleep nor slumber. Thank you, God. You sleep nor slumber. You sleep nor slumber. You see all things. And so all things are in your hand, Father God. Donald Trump, the administration,
Syria, everything, Russia, the cities, the townships, all of the things, all of it is in your hands. All of it is in your hand. You just want to know, would your people who are called by your name, called by your name, would they cry out for this sin? Because you said you would hear it, God. So we come before you as one. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come together as one, believing your word. We come together as one, doing what you told us to do. We believe your word above everything. In the mighty Korabade, let your word be the truth and everything else be a lie. We come together believing your word on today and your report. You said, whose report would you believe? We believe your report, God. We believe your report. We believe the report of the Lord. We don't believe the report of man. We believe your report, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you, Korabase. We thank you because we believe your report. We can speak to this murdering devil. And tell him he has no place in our city. No place in Chicago. We can speak to murdering demons. You have no place in any of the cities in the United States. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, because you've given us authority to speak to those things. You said that. Thank you. We do not war against flesh and blood, but we war against principalities, powers, and rulers in high places. So we thank you right now that we are already seated in heavenly places, and we could speak to that thing, the murdering demons. And they got the in Chicago, they got to come down. In cities all throughout the country, in Detroit, it's got to come down. We thank you, God. We thank you for authority on this morning. We thank you, God. We walk in it. We believe you. We believe you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for authority on this morning, and we walk in it. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We thank you. We're not even concerned about the weapons on this morning. We know they will be fought, but they will not prosper. We already declare and decree that we are victorious in the name of Jesus. We've been fitted with every tool and every weapon on this morning. Not only to command it, not only to speak to it, Roche Kora Mama Monday, but to slash anything that gets in our way. Rabba Bade Kora Mama Dika, Bade Kora Mama Say. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
and right
you,
now, we just lift up anybody who has been affected by this murdering demon in the mighty name of Jesus. Roche Kora Mama, we lift you up right now. We lift you up right now. We lift you up, we lift you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody that's been affected by it, anyone that has lost, someone as a result, we lift you up right now. We thank you, God, for being the God that sees all and knows all. We thank you for comfort. We thank you, Father God, that you are ever-present God. You are Emmanuel, God, with us. God, we ask right now that you will continue to be with every person that has been affected, Roche Kennedy, on this line, and connected to those that are not on the line even yet, that has been affected by these demons, Roche Kennedy, God, you are Emmanuel, God, with us. Holy Spirit, comfort as only you can. Strengthen them. On today, knowing that you are ever present help. Knowing that you are ever present help. We lift them up before you, God. Strengthen them for the press on this morning. Those that may have felt because they have been affected that they cannot press any anymore. God, dispatch your angels even now to uplift them, to minister to them, to tell them they can do all things through you, to let them know that you've never left nor forsaken them, that you are there standing with them. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Oh, God, you're such a good God. You, God, you are really worthy of glory. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of glory. Let your glory overshadow the entire Chicagoland area. Let your glory manifest in the homes, in the cars. Father God, those that may be on their work, on the way to work this morning, that have logged in the Blog Talk Radio, those, Father God, that might be just waking up, that are about to log on, let your glory manifest over them. Those, Father God, that have been on since 6 o'clock, let your glory, Father God, move into their space and in their place, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as they come in agreement with heaven on this morning, that, Father God, what they speak, they will receive as they come in agreement with heaven, that you are the only true wise and living God, that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all they could ask or think. Let your glory manifest in their ear. God, overshadow them with your glory on today. Father God, help them to
rest.
Father God, that they might be able to just rest. Help them to press into rest. Help them to be able just to sit in your presence and let your glory overshadow them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for your glory. Let your glory infiltrate every nook and cranny of this country in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory go out internationally, into the areas that do not know you, in countries that have forsaken you, in countries that said, I don't want no Jesus. Let your glory infiltrate those areas, Father God, because your word says that the gospel will be preached unto the uttermost areas of the earth. Let your glory infiltrate those areas, Father God. Their hearts will begin to open and turn, Father God. More inroads will be made for the gospel to be preached in the mighty name of Jesus. Areas where there has been restrictions, restrictions on the gospel being preached. God, we thank you that this morning that glory has been dispatched to open up in room, that your name, Jesus, the name of Jesus, thank you, God, will be preached. The name of Yeshua will be spoken. The name of Yahweh will be pronounced on the lips of people in those areas, because, God, you are the God of this entire world, God. And Father God, you are concerned about your people. So we just thank you for your glory on this morning. God, we thank you. We thank you for your glory. Let it be so thick, oh God, that all we can do is worship. God, let it be so heavy. Let it be so heavy, Father God, upon all those in the presence. Let it be so heavy in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, that we would just saturate in it. And as we saturate, God, we thank you. We declare and decree the revelation, the wisdom, the download, and the knowledge would be all present as we just sit in your presence and your glory, God. We'll hear the answer. We'll experience your comfort. We will we'll hear you in the glory, God, in the glory. God, those that may have experienced sickness in their body, God, as we call by day, lay prostrate in the glory. Father God, that the healings will be instantaneous. We speak to those bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we believe that they are healed. You are healed, because your word, Father God, your word told us that by your stripes we are healed. So, God, we believe you on this morning as we let in your glory, as your glory overtakes us, Father God, that your word is true. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, and Father God. We just thank you and we praise you, God. We bless you for what you're doing. We thank you, for the overseer of this line. God, we thank you for Apostle Overton. Rade Korabamande Korabasi. Roche Korababase Korabamande. God, we thank you.
Yeah.
We thank you for Apostle Overton. Roche Korabamande Korababa. We thank you that she's a general. In your heavenly army. We thank you that she's a Jeborabande. We thank you that she's a general, God. Continue to give your general strategic plans to snatch things. To snatch souls, to snatch wealth. Continue to give a strategic revelation and download. To penetrate the camp of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. And to get, Father God, all that you have, not only for her house, but those that are connected to her in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for Rabba. We thank you for your pastor, Amante. Wisdom upon wisdom upon wisdom. God, we thank you, God, for wisdom. God, we pray that your Kennedy pour it upon them all the more in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, because wisdom built her house. Give them the wisdom, God, to help build this house in a greater way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that it's already there. God, we ask that you would help them to tap in all the more the wisdom that is present. To build the house that you put them in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the apostolic. Thank you for the apostolic anointing on that house. We thank you for the entrepreneurial that is on that house. We thank you for the marketplace anointing connected to that house. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Continue to bless. We continue to bless now. We continue to bless that house with revenue, the extra revenue stream in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that continued revenue will come into the house, Apostle Overton. More revenue, Father God, because there is kingdom work to do. Thank you, God. The talents that are in their hands, God. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that they'll know how to multiply it. And those that had the talent and did not use it, God, we're saying, give the extra to them. That's your word. Your word says, the servant that did not use theirs was taken and given to the others. So, Father God, we're asking. No, we're believing and standing in belief, God, that the things, the wealth of the wicked has already been laid up for the righteous. And, Father God, those that did not know how to manage what you had given, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that those revenues will be released, that Apostle Overton, that Pastor Alfonso will be able to use them for your kingdom, in the name of Jesus, and for your kingdom purposes, and for those attached, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, those that left behind stuff, that said, I don't want to deal with it, I don't need it, Roche Kennedy, because you've given that house the eye to see, the potential, to see the greatness in a thing, that they'll be able to pick that thing up, and use it for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the extra revenue stream. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the revenue. Thank you, God, for the kingdom. Thank you, for what you're doing. And God, we just thank you and praise you, God. We just bless you and exalt you. We thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, and it is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Great and
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Tasha Cobb is just, she has such an anointed voice, such an anointed gift. We want to thank the woman of God, Sister Angela Campbell, for covering those different prayer objectives. Just such an anointed woman of God. She definitely covered requests of those that we didn't even get the prayer request, but we want to thank her for just being obedient to the Holy Spirit. And again, just she was praying on issues that Holy Spirit had given me as well. So we know that that prayer was led by Holy Spirit. She prayed for covered my apostle, Apostle Rosalind Overton. She covered some issues that we were already praying for, so praise God. And we stand in agreement with those prayers, as the word says that when there are two or more of you that agree on anything, as in touching on earth, it will be done for us by the Father. So we just thank the Lord for that. I want to cover some issues that Holy Spirit has placed on my heart as well. Before we do that, please feel free to post your prayer requests. You can go to FMF's Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. We actually monitor the page. So if you have prayer requests throughout the week, we cover those prayer requests as well. We post. You may hear prophetic word. You may hear scripture songs. Worship songs to kind of get you through your day, or or even just bless you through the day, help you to take some time out to give God praise, things of that nature, really just to keep heaven on your mind, to keep us focused on God, for his word says he will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. So God is saying, focus on the things of heaven. Focus on him, your father. Focus on him, your shepherd. God gave me something last week, and it's from the 23rd Psalm. When we, you know, the 23rd Psalm tells us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And if you look at how sheep live, they totally depend on the shepherd. If there is water and grass 10 feet away, if the shepherd doesn't lead them to that water, they will starve. So they totally rely on the shepherd. So when we look at Jesus as the head shepherd, we're to you rely on him. And that's what it means to be enter into God's rest, is to have so much faith, trust in him, that we trust that if there's provision for us, God's going to take us to that provision. We don't have to seek out our provision. We only have to trust God. You know, the scripture that tells us to have faith in God, it's actually in the Greek, it actually says to have the faith of God. The same exact equal commensurate faith of God. So when we trust in something, there's no room for doubt. We trust in that thing. So let's begin to look at trusting God as him being a shepherd, and we're the sheep. We do not have to seek out our own provision, but to trust him. And when he leads, we follow. Amen. And as we follow, we get better at following. And when we get into that, when we get to that place where we know we're following all the time, we get to the point where we know when God's speaking and when he's not speaking, it's easier to be led, because now we've sharpened our skills to be led. Being led is a skill. Following is a skill. Trusting is a skill. And it has, like anything else, it has to be developed by practice, practice, practice. And that's why the word says, God rewards those who diligently or purposely and tenaciously seeks him. Amen? So I want to cover these prayer requests, some prayer requests as well as some prayer objectives that Holy Spirit has given me. Father, we just come before you. Father, we come before your throne of grace. Father, we come with praise and thanksgiving. Father, we uplift our children, O Heavenly Father. Father, we uplift the children from the womb, O Heavenly Father, to grown-ups, Father. Father, from coast to coast in this country, Father, all around this world, O Heavenly Father, for they are the leaders of this, they are the future leaders of this world, Father. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we want to uplift the fatherless first, O Heavenly Father. Father, you said that you would be to the fatherless. So, Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, that you are a father to the fatherless. You are teaching them, Father, in the spirit, those who go, Father, that they have not received, Father, naturally, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. So, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you would download into them wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Father, every emotional hurt, every emotional wound, O Heavenly Father, and the habits that, Father, are birthed out of those hurts, Father, Father, we decree and declare they are removed. Father, these children, Father, they are healed and restored, Father, for your word says that your son take on our infirmities, O Heavenly Father, natural, Father, and spiritual. Father, that by his stripes mm-hmm. we are healed. So, Father, these yeah. children are healed and restored right now. We stand on the law yeah. of agreement. Father, we decree
yes,
it right
God.
Now. We legislate it in this earth, oh, mm-hmm. Heavenly Father. So I speak to every child on this earth. Stand up for you and yeah. no longer hurt anymore in the mighty name mm-hmm. of Jesus. You are restored
in the mighty
and right God. Now at this moment in the mighty name of God. Jesus. Father,
mm-hmm.
give their angels charge over them. Father, that they meet no
yeah.
hurt, harm, or danger, Father, all the days of
in
their
the
lives. Father, pray right now, O Heavenly Father, those that will pray on these children. Father, change his
yeah.
heart. Change his or her heart, Father. In the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus, that they will pray on
in
these
the
children no more.
Right.
Father, now, Father, your word says, Father, when the thief is caught, Father, he must return sevenfold.
Yes.
And Satan,
yes.
we have caught you right. We
Branded
bind your activities.
We bind
your feverish assignment right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything you stole
yes.
from these children, their innocence, their parents, their families,
Branded
everything that you stole. We
Everything.
Declare right now it is returned to them sevenfold straightway right now
sevenfold
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Right now in the mighty name
right
of Jesus.
Right now that you open doors for these children, Father. You surround
yes.
them, Father, with anointed men and women of God, O Heavenly Father,
yes.
to pour into their hearts and their minds. Father,
yes.
right now, Father, develop their ears to hear. Develop their
yes.
faith,
God,
O Heavenly
Father.
Jesus, Father. Lord, forgive them for anything that they may have done, Father,
oh,
knowing any transgressions, Father, knowingly or
yes.
unknowingly. Father, in the name of Jesus, deposit into them
in
the spirit of love and spirit of forgiveness,
yes.
Father. For these things are very important in the kingdom, Father. Father, we ask, Father, right now that you even download, Father, the spirit of love and forgiveness in our hearts, Father. Father, let
yes,
us decrease,
God.
Father. Let us decrease, Father, as you increase, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now, O Heavenly Father, that you even anoint the teachers, Father, that will teach these children,
yes,
Father,
God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We just
Jesus.
Thank you and praise your holy
oh.
name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, those children, Father, that, Father, have been raised up around guns, Father. Father, that have been
yeah.
raised up around drugs, Father. Father, we come against the desire, O Heavenly Father, Father, to handle guns, Father, to, Father, to walk aimlessly, Father, through the streets, O Heavenly Father. Father, we
yeah.
have decreed and declared that you've opened doors for them, O Heavenly Father. You've
yes,
opened
God,
doors
Rabbi
of opportunity. Father, we
yes,
ask
God.
Right now that you stir up the gifts in them, Father. Father, we decree
stir
and declare,
up,
Father, that you have stirred up gifts, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that doors of opportunity, Father, have opened for them, Father. And opportunity will meet the stirring up of their gifts, O Heavenly Father. And Father, they are catapulted, Father, into their assignments, Father, into the operation of their gifts and the manifestation of those gifts, Father. Father, we speak favor and blessings over them, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that they will receive salvation. Salvation, O Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And they're laying their
names
written. Father, that they are righteous leaders, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They have an ear to hear you, Father.
Hallelujah,
Father. They will walk into the assignment and the anointing and the equipping that you have for them, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we praise your holy name, Father. Hallelujah, Father. They will be the turning, the cornerstones and the turning point to bring their families back together, Father. Father,
yes,
they will pray
God.
The prayers of the Father that need to be the Shatino, Father, to heal the land, to heal their families, Father. Father, they will be anointed mothers and fathers. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, they will go forth and bind the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We cancel out every assignment, Father, as they go out, Father, on crimes, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we bind up every satanic assignment, Father, to take their lives, Father, to harm them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we have already decreed, Father, that you have given your angels charge over them, and they will, Father, meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Hallelujah, in the mighty name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Father,
God.
Thank you right now, oh Heavenly Father.
Thank
you right now. Father, prayers we have decreed over the youth, Father, we in Jesus'
yes,
mighty and matchless name, we decree it
Jesus,
so.
Man.
In
it
his
is
mighty
so.
Name, we say amen, amen, and amen.
God,
we only have a
you.
Couple minutes left, but I did want to give Sister Angela a just a quick moment. I just want to ask her, woman of God, did you hear a word from the Lord?
Man, God, at this point, I just believe that we have to make certain that when we're praying and when we're doing anything for God, that we don't allow our emotions. So what I'm just sensing is that God wants to help us to understand how to be faithful in all things, even in our prayer, even in how we, you know, press into Him. That it's not an emotional thing; it is a God thing. So, don't be thrown if you don't feel, you know, you don't feel some kind of way. Continue to press into prayer. Continue to just continue to pray because God is in the midst of all of it. He's present. And that He's showing us how to even be faithful to continue to pray things through, because sometimes our emotions want to navigate us through a thing and make us feel like if I don't feel some kind of way when I'm praying, then God's not answering my prayer. No, that's it. Prayer was never about emotion. It was always about faith. Do you believe the one who answers all prayers? That when you pray, that He hears your prayer. So I just really sense. That God wants us to trust Him, that every prayer that when we're making it with a sincere heart, He's hearing it. Don't get thrown off if you don't feel some kind of way. Just continue to pray and believe Him.
Amen. 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 Exactly. The kingdom is based on God's word and not our emotions. Because our emotions change with did we get enough sleep, did we eat enough. Our emotions change, but the word of God doesn't. And that's the reason why God wants us to be immersed in His word, because His word does not change. All of creation stands on His word. If His word were not so, everything would come crashing down. So, again, we don't allow our emotions to drive us in the kingdom. We allow trust in the word of God to drive us and establish us in the kingdom. Amen. Again, thank you so much for listening to us. Again, we just pray that God favors and blesses you. Those that have tuned in and those that will listen to this broadcast later, as we will post it on social media. Again, we want to thank Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton to allowing me, Pastor Melvin Avante, to sit in. I want to thank my co-host today, Sister Angela Campbell. Thank you so much. Please feel free to, again, go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, like the page, leave your prayer request. If you heard anything that you'd like clarification on, any scriptures, please leave that information and we will answer those. We will answer those questions as well. Again, we just want to thank you so much, and please join us next week, same time, 6 a.m. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's very early, but 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. God bless you. Mm-hmm. We love you. We love you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Amen.
It's the final day. It's the founder's first once in a lifetime.